read it with me. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when they sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. When you rise. Thank you. Deuteronomy 6:6-7. It doesn't say anything here. Let's see. It does say teach them diligently to your children. It doesn't say grab your paperwork at the last minute and run to class. Right?
Right.
Who's done that? I've done that.
Yeah.
Lord, I'm sorry, but as I'm grabbing my stuff along the way, Lord, I'm sorry, but here I am again with the same problem. God, He'll help us with that. We just need to trust in Him and rely on Him on things that trouble us. Because what we're doing is not for us. It's God has commanded it. In this changing world, we need something to which we can cling. Something that is sure and steadfast. Something which never changes. What could be better than the sure word of God? We need it. The children need it. We have better abilities to fight off the forces that distract us. But the children, they don't know. They're barely getting started. So we want to do our very best. The Holy Spirit will use the word of God that has been hidden in our hearts and in their hearts for the following. So, let's see. I'm not going to go to that page yet. But 1 Peter 1:23.
Read it?
Yes.
Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever.
Okay. That can be used to draw unsaved children to Christ. If you're looking for scripture that reinforces that, that's it right there. The only difference He makes for us, again, a children versus us as adults, is when in Matthew 18, or probably other verses, but I know Matthew 18 for sure, where He's talking about children and little children. And He's talking about small children and even smaller children. So He's saying the children. Let the children come to me. He does say that directly, doesn't he? Psalm 119:9.
How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word.
So that helps the Christian in daily living, and it helps the children as well. 1 Peter 3:15.
But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear.
Meekness and fear. You're going to be ready to share the hope.
Right.
So that's for witnessing, isn't it? And Isaiah 26:3.
You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you.
Because he trusts in you. To bring comfort to a troubled heart. And Matthew 22:29.
But Jesus answered and said to them, you are mistaken, since you do not understand the scripture nor the power of God.
Ouch. And that can be used to combat unsound doctrine. Because there's a lot of it out there, isn't there? People that will try to refute what we're sharing with their version of the scriptures. How about this one? God helps those who help themselves.
Yeah.
How about the golden rule? Do unto others before they do it to you.
Yes.
Those are not scriptures. We've all heard them, right? But they are, let me say it again, those are not scriptures. They're from the book of Second Opinions, but they're not from the Holy Bible. Psalm 119, 171.
My lips will pour forth praise, for you teach me your statutes.
Wonderful. To help praise, help children praise God. Those are the same verses. We learn, we do Bible verses, we teach Bible verses using the I pair method. And that's, if you'll read them with me, I is for introduction, the P is for presentation. Read it with me. The E is for explanation. The A is for application. The R is for repetition and review. And we're going to have a demo of that in a little bit. So introduce first the verse that with something that relates to a child. Use an object. Ask a question. Show a picture. And you'll be seeing a demonstration of all of this in a little bit. Present it. Okay, so how can you introduce the 99 sheep that have gone one has gone astray?
Use a picture of sheep.
Use a picture of sheep, that's right.
One meaning off by himself?
Yes, exactly. I was thinking the same thing. You put one way over here and the rest of the flock over there, right? Yeah. And sharing with others, you'll get more ideas. Ask a question, show a picture. Present it, establish it as from the Word of God, that they would know that it doesn't come from anywhere else but God's Holy Word. I would encourage you also to use a paper Bible when you're teaching children. I would encourage you strongly, let me use my strong voice, strongly
yes.
to use a Bible that they can see you using God's Word. They're going to find many things on their phones, many things on their computers. They need to know that the sure word of God is from the Holy Bible. I hear it all the time. Oh, but the Bible apps. Oh, but it's more convenient. Oh, that's why we have. Okay, that's your choice. But I encourage you strongly to use your Bible. Read that verse directly from the Bible, not just from the visual. Because if you have it posted, they can see it for themselves. And as you read it, you could even ask them, tell me if it matches. So in that case, well, in all cases, you want your visual to match the version of the Bible that you're reading. You're not going to read from the English Standard Bible and it's New King James on the poster.
Right.
And then, or King James, you're gonna, because that's what my favorite, whatever your favorite is not what it's what's it's about. It's about what the children are going to understand, right? And so you want it to match. You don't want to have a word. You're already going to explain certain words. You don't want to have to explain other words to get to that
right.
certain word.
Right.
Or explain that there's a lot of versions and this is my version and that's your release time version, but this is what we're going to... No, none of that. And if you don't have the Bible that you need, write it on a post-it, put it in your Bible, and read it that matches your post-it.
Okay? Yes, yes.
Right? Well, make sure you're reading it, that it's matching. Does it add more? Oh, she says, how about this one? She says this, but what we saw was that. So that takes you to another, what about this? If she says this, what about, you can take it, split it up into other areas of our lives. We want them to trust that what we're saying is from God's word. And that our behavior, our attitude is God-led as well. I mean, you're going to hear me saying a lot about our attitude, our tone, our behavior, because that is just as important as what we're teaching. No. God's word is the ultimate. But if we're presenting it with an angry voice or with a scrunchy face, which I am good for, a scrunchy face at any given time, not that I don't have joy in my heart, it's just my face and my heart do not match. My voice and my heart don't usually match. I have to work at those to flow together. Okay, so. When I'm saying it to you, I'm saying it to myself. Explain it. Teach the meaning of the unfamiliar words or concepts. If the verse comes from the scripture portion you will teach, be careful not to give away the lesson as you explain the verse. Don't give away the story. With the one verse, there's...
Have a sermon with the verse.
Oh, that too.
Have a full-on. Yeah.
It should just be 8 to 10 minutes. It shouldn't be long, your memory verse. Should not be long. It's not the story. The story is 15 to 18 minutes. So the memory verse definitely should not be that long. You want to keep them engaged. You want to keep them moving. You want to keep them looking forward to the next thing. Because it's all going to tie together. Right? The memory verse, the Bible lesson, the review games, the repetition, it's all going to tie together. Apply it. But if you explain how the... am I missing my... End of the room. Briefly explain how the verse relates to the unsaved child and the saved child. So you're always going to have an application. For the saved, unsaved child, it's going to be that they would receive Christ. For the saved child, that they could do it. That they would do it. For example, the verse that we talked about at the beginning, I go to repair a place for you. So you could have the children challenge them to go and share with others that God has a place for them. But for the unsaved child, you're not going to give them a Christian responsibility because they're not Christians. We want to believe that all God's children are Christians. They need to receive Christ. Officially receive Christ. Not my way or your way, according to how I declare it, but that they would know that they are God's child. When they say, yes, I believe that you died on the cross,
right,
and that you came back alive, please forgive my sin. What's that one?
Yeah.
Please forgive my sin. And I believe. I believe. I've met Bible teachers that are still iffy on the I believe. I'm not sure, but they asked me to teach. So I'm helping. They give me the material, and so I read that to the kids.
Wow.
I did not choke, fall over, but I did catch my breath. And I didn't know who to go rat them out to, but that was not Christian-like. I want to say that's not Christian. Make aware. I didn't know how I needed to make aware of the situation going on there. But it's happening. It's happening right now, especially where the the word I don't even want to say, pandemic, where a lot of people have not come back to church. They're grasping at straws and trying to get anybody in there to help them.
Yeah.
And so that could be good or it could be not good. You know, if the people are not ready to teach, then they should not be in with the children until they've been trained or they're clear on what their responsibility is. But that's another lesson. That's another series.
Yes.
Some verses apply more specifically to one group than the other, whether saved or unsaved. Help the children see how to apply the verse to their lives. Is it a fact? Then remember it. Is it a promise? Then claim it as your very own. Is it a command? Then do what it says. Repeat it. The R is for repeating. Repetition is essential to learning. How often do we say at home, how many times have I already told you? Do I have to tell you again? Or however gently you say that. In my house, that's how I say it. Not happy, not proud. Repeating the verse once or twice is not enough. Have the children repeat it at least 8 or 10 times. Say it with me.
Eight or ten times.
Now, they're going to say it when they repeat it from the poster, right? They're going to repeat it when you play a game with them, which a lot of the material has a game. And they're going to repeat it when they sing a song with it and they do the motions. So through all that, it's going to be 10 times. You don't want to have them up there saying, okay, let's say it again. Okay, good job. Let's say it again. There's a variety of ways that you can teach them how to do it. So everybody with tennis shoes, stand up and we're going to all say the verse together. Okay, everybody with, good job. Everybody with a coat, you stand up and we're all going to say the verse together. Now, I'm not just having the people with a coat standing up. We're all saying the verse together. Otherwise, just those few would learn the verse. We want to everybody to learn it. Okay. So you can use a variety of things, and that's an easy one when if you're not ready. You know, I didn't want to say if you're not ready, because we're going to be ready, right? We call those crazy stand-ups. All those who had cereal for breakfast, stand up and we're all going to say it together. There's also that one, a popcorn, or add a word. So this side, say we're going to say 1 Peter 5:7. So 1 Peter 5:7. You have to say 1 Peter 5.
Oh, okay. We have to say the whole thing. Okay.
1 Peter 5:7 Casting. Okay, so it's going back and forth.
Right.
And if that's too much, depending on your age, you can have them just say one word. But see, with them all saying the whole thing, they're going to learn, all going to learn the whole thing. They're all repeating it. If you just, they're just going to learn, well, I know. Well, my word was first, and my word was Peter, so.
That's all I know.
And casting. Do anybody else have any ideas that they'd like to share on how to use for the memory verse? How to teach the memory verse? Yes, ma'am.
I used to actually make little footprints and have, and put them on the floor mm-hmm. with the words on them and have them step them.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Yeah. Very good. I want to encourage you, if you're doing that, make sure that they stick to the ground because they slide. Do. I did that with paper plates.
No, no.
And they went sliding.
And they didn't slide.
No, no, no. This is stuff that sticks.
What
to
did
the ground.
You use? Can I ask?
I had some kind of a, it was a rubber type, I don't know if it was
material.
It was a rubber type material.
Did that foam?
Got foam?
Something that worked.
Yeah.
Whatever it was, it worked.
My paper plates did not work. Because after each child went, you know, they went further. I was young.
How about some kind of relay game? Something where you hand them something, they run to the next person, that person says it, something like that.
Okay, good. Well, again, you want to have them all saying it together.
Right.
So even if one person is relaying, we want them to all say it together.
Then when I have them all saying it together, and some that's not saying it, so then we have to repeat it until I see that all the children are saying it. So sometimes we have to do it 3 times.
Don't mess with me, boy.
Until they catch on. And they say, oh, she ain't going to go no further unless everybody say it. Y'all better talk.
Yeah, that's a good
I am. I'm saying it in my heart.
Yeah.
I'm saying it silently.
No,
you
got to come out.
And she says, you better talk.
And then when I'm reading, I have Bibles on the bus. And I already have the Bibles on the seats when they get on the bus. So we all read together because you have a time period. Mm-hmm. So I can't let one read one at a time. So we all read the same verse at the same time.
Okay. Do they all get there at the same time? Huh? Do they all get there at the same time?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I only have them at lunchtime, 45 minutes a day, and their lunch hour. And they come off of I'd have the elementary children from 1 through 6.
Mm-hmm.
So I have from 3rd grade to 5th grade.
Okay, very good. I'm gonna
30 years.
Oh my goodness, congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God for that. I'm gonna finish it this up so that Miss Samantha can, she's gonna do a demonstration. So I'll review it. Review it. Use a verse during different parts of your class hour the same day.
Okay.
Quote it in an appropriate place in your Bible lesson. Repeat it as you stand to sing a song and say it while you distribute take-home papers. You have, there should be no dead time. No quiet time.
Downtime.
Yeah. Downtime, thank you. I know there was a nice way to say it. Thank you.
I have another thing, too.
Yes, ma'am.
We actually walk our children from the school to the church, and so they say it while they're walking.
Oh, yeah, like wonderful. Yep. That's a good way.
Oh, that's yep. a good way.
That's a good use of
back and
downtime.
Yeah. Yeah.
Review the verse the following week. Check to see how many can say the words. Check to see how many know the meaning of the verse, which is important.
Yeah.
Check to see how many obeyed what it said. Would that be a challenge for the saved or the unsaved?
Yes.
For the saved child, that's right. And continue to review the verse from time to time throughout the year using a variety of methods. I knew this one lady who put verse songs to each verse, and that's what we're going to see today. And she would have those kids singing those songs periodically all the way through, like 26 verses.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a sight to behold. And they would know them because they knew them by song. And she worked with them. She always worked with them.
And we used to let them sing it to us. If you can't say it, sing it.
Yeah,
you
there you
sing
go.
Sing it, you know, and then they get it.
I'll continue to review the verse through the year. Write the verse on a poster board. Write maybe just a reference on a poster board and see who, and maybe a couple of words and see who can say the verse from there. Make simple visuals. Here's one that you kind of were talking about, is make them in stones going around the circle until you say stop, like kind of like musical chairs.
Yeah.
And then, but they need to say the verse, right? Ways to visualize a verse: you can put them on poster boards, you can write them on a whiteboard. Mm-hmm. We sell them at Child Evangelism Fellowship already prepared. You can write it with just maybe the first word, first letter of each word. But be sure that it's a word that you want to be able to. It doesn't make a word that you don't, you'd rather not use.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Samantha?
Yes.
Now we're going to put it in action.
Hello, good morning. Oh, good afternoon. Good morning. All right.
More room than in that stand?
Yes.
It's still morning.
It's the morning. Yep. I'm going to try to put it here. Maybe all of you might be able to see it.
Yes.
Yes. So, can you guys all see it?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, no, maybe. Okay, boys and girls, you guys are going to be my teachers for the day. Okay, how can people know if you love them?
We should be kind to them.
Be nice.
Be nice, yes. Right, well, that's to tell by your actions. That's how you know how people love you. And in today's verse, we're going to know how God loves us. All right, so we're all going to say this memory verse together, starting with the address, all right? So can you guys all see it? Give me a thumbs up. Awesome. All right, let's all go. 1, 2, 3.
Romans 5:8. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
Romans 5:8. Okay. This verse is found in the New Testament. How many more books do you think are in our Bible? Anybody? Anybody know?
66.
Yes, there are 66 Bible. I mean, there are 66 books in the Bible, but there are 27, and this specific one was written by a man named Paul, and Paul was writing this letter to the Romans to help them, to show them how much God loved each and every one of them. And this verse, wrote 100 years ago by Paul, this verse still stands for us today. And now, I'm gonna read it from my Bible, and I want to see if it matches, okay? So I'm going to turn around, and you guys let me know if it says the same thing as it says here, okay? Okay, Romans 5:8. But God shows his love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Us. Does it match?
Yes.
Amen. All right, well, now let's all say it together.
Romans 5:8. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
Romans 5:8.
All right. Many of you may not know what this verse means, because I didn't at first. When I first read it, I was like, Lord, help me understand so that I am able to explain it to you guys today. So, Romans, as we know, it comes from the New Testament, and Paul wrote it. So, when it says, but God shows his love for us, that means that God shows his love for us. He has an everlasting love, and his love will never, ever, ever go away. And he even loved you, even though we were still sinners. So when we were still sinners, he still loved us. He showed us so much love. And when it says Christ died for us, meaning that he sent Jesus, his one and only perfect son, to die on the cross for our sins to be forgiven. Jesus had to take that punishment for your sin to be forgiven. And sin, meaning when it says sinners, is meaning that when we do wrong things. So like when you're fighting with your brother, or you're hitting your sister, or you're saying mean things to a friend at school, that is sin. Those are wrong things. And so that's why God sent Jesus to us, die on the cross, to take our punishment for sin. Even though, well, after that, it doesn't end there that Jesus just died for us. He came back to life on the third day. And he's living there today in heaven, ruling as king as all can be. So that's where Jesus is at today. Even though you had sinned against God, Jesus, God's perfect son, came and died for you. His love for you is amazing. So if you have believed in Jesus today, if you already believe in Jesus, then that means that he loves you. And you can thank him for trust. And then every time you thank him and show his love to him, that he's going to bring you closer to trusting him. That's what he wants from you, is to trust in him and to believe in him and all these things. And to don't forget to pray, because when we pray, that helps us to talk to him. And then we can just tell him everything, all the wrong things that we do, and we already have our sins forgiven because you believe in him. If you have not believed in Jesus today, well, today's the day, because he loved you while you're still doing wrong things. And you can tell him, Jesus, I'm sorry. Can you please forgive me for my sins, as long as I trust in your son, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior? So if we trust in him, so I want you guys to do that today. When you go home today, if you're still not sure if you believe in Jesus, because you might want to, sometimes you might want to do it today. I mean, sometimes. You might want to go today with the teacher, and you want to ask her, how much more can I know about Jesus? But if you're not sure today, you can always come back next week. I'm just saying that we're going to like for a club. You can always come back next week, and if you have any questions, and you know you're for sure that you're doing wrong things, and you want Jesus to believe in you, and you want Jesus to forgive you of your sins, then we can talk about it more next week. All right, and now let's read our memory verse again.
Romans 5:8. But God shows his love for us, even though we were still sinners, Christ died for Christ died for us. Romans 5:8.
Now to even help us even more memorize this members, we're going to play a little game. And our game today is called Stuck in Place. So we're going to read the memory verse. And when you see my hand go up, we're going to say, we're going to stop in that word and repeat it. So we're going to, I'm going to be like, but God, and then if you see my hands up, we're going to go show until I put my hand down. So when I put my hand down, we're going to keep on going with the verse. Okay? And then we're going to have other volunteers come up and do it too. Alrighty? So are you guys all ready?
Yes.
Okay, starting with the address.
Romans 5:8. But God shows his love for us in that while we were sinners, Christ died for us.
Romans 5:8. All right, can we have a few volunteers, please? Or you will be voluntold. All right, come up. All right, we're all going to see. This is how it's done. Let's go. All right, so whatever you decide to put your hand up, and then we're going to repeat the verse.
Let's say the verse first.
Romans 5:8. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners,
easy. All you're doing is putting your hand up. It's not hard. All right, I'm close my eyes. All right, Miss Linda.
I want to show us other reviews. Okay? Not just this one. Bear?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Come on, get us
okay.
Tool belted.
All righty.
All right. We've already reviewed the verse. Here we go.
Romans 5:8. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8.
Alrighty. Like Miss Christina was explaining earlier, how you can always change up how you can do this verse. And the games that we played. So that was one of the games, but there's other games that you can do motions. So you can have them like every time we get to the word, let's see, us, we're gonna clap our hands. Okay? Mm-hmm. So when you get to the word us, you're gonna clap. That's another game how you can play. There's also another game that you would get post-its and you can cover each word along as you go. So that is also helpful because it helps them memorize. Because, right, you're covering it, so they have to memorize what's gonna come next. So that's another game. There's quite a few games that you can do with this, and you just not. So whatever you guys think is best for your children and what your audience is, that's the best thing that you can do. So like I said, you can always switch it up or whatever you guys like. So now I'm going to show you guys a better way, and that is how they instill it in their heart. Because when we hear music, right, we easily catch on and we can sing it or whenever, right? That's what we want to do with the children with our song. So we have a memory verse song for this and movements. So I'm going to show you guys the moves, and I want you guys to all follow along with me. So then we're ready to start. I want to see all of you doing it together. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So on the beginning of the song, it's going to go, row, 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 Romans, row. Row, row, Romans, row. Row, row, Romans, Romans 5:8. Okay? So Romans 5:8. And then, if you guys, well, I'm going to show you first because I'm a little small, so you, whoever's tall can really see me. But it's going to go, but God shows, okay? But God shows his love for us. And then you're going to spin around. In that while, okay? We were still sinners because this means wrong things, right? All right. So you guys got the first part? Romans 5:8. But God shows his love for us, and that while we were still sinners, and it goes, Christ died for us. Okay, so Christ died for us. And that's going to go back to Romans. All right? You guys got it?
Yeah.
All right, can we all stand up?
Yeah.
Please. We're all going to clap in the beginning. Okay?
Okay. So now you. Who remembers that dance of old? That way back, that way like this.
Yeah. Deep in line.
So we did share with you some other verses, other ways to teach the verses. If you'll go back to page 3 of your handout. Well, no, I'm sorry, mine is on there. And from these, you can go into, take other, spark. These are intended only to spark your memory. There's other ways that you can do. God will show you. As you seek him, as you are prayerful in your for your presentation, for your lesson, as you are prayerful and how to reach the children, how and asking him to show me first so that I can show the children, he will. Okay, so another way is that you could pick a letter, say T. Where's that verse at? Okay, So remember, we said we were going to say it 8 to 10 times.
Yes.
So she did it probably 8 to 10 times. It may not have seemed like it, but it was. So we're going to say, when we come to F, a word that starts with an S, we're going to stand up.
Yes.
Okay? Those of you that absolutely cannot, okay? But those of you that can, let's be glad that we can. Okay. But God, it's an S, right?
Yes.
But God shows his love for us in that while we were still
sinners.
Not sinners. Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. I could have said any word that has an S. You could also say any word that has an S.
Okay. Uh-oh, we're in trouble then.
Shows
had it
at either end.
We decided we didn't like that one.
It was, the kids will, because youngest. I used to have them do to stand on one foot. Let's stand on one foot and say the verse. Oh, then they're falling all over each other. So, you know, have fun ways that you can.
Yeah.
But one of the things is don't repeat it the following week. Even though they liked it, don't use the same game. Even for if you do a review game with your lesson, when you do a review game with your lesson, they may like it, but don't repeat it.
And why is that? It gets old.
Let them be surprised.
Oh.
You know, and anticipate when it's going to come back around. Mm-hmm. But because then they'll be teaching your lesson. They'll be telling you how to run your lesson pretty soon, how to run your classroom, right?
Yeah.
But that's not the reason why. We don't want it to get boring with it. Oh, not this one. This child likes it a lot and wants it every week. And this child's like, oh, not again. Right? So each one has different.
Two.
Right, thank you. So remember to give them take home papers with the verse on it. Something that, even if it's just a little token, have them, even if you're writing it out, something that they could take home. Yes, they do have their Bible. They may have their Bible. Yes, they may know the memory, the address. But if you have it on there for them, and tell them they can put it on the mirror in their room, or they can put it on their nightstand, or somewhere that they can see it. I have my prayer request on my mirror in the bathroom, so that when I spend the time that I spend there, I can pray. So I'm doing two things. Be sure that they need to know the meaning of the verse. That's essential. Otherwise, it's just words.
Okay? Say that again?
They need to know the meaning,
meaning
of the
verse.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And some children may not know what a sinner is. So maybe the majority of your class does, but not one. Do we not say the words that...
They don't hear that anymore.
Yeah, they don't.
It's no sin anymore.
Right.
So that's very important.
Yeah.
Especially this.
Christ
died for us.
But then he's left in the grave right there. He hasn't risen in that verse. He's still in the grave.
Right.
So,
but as you're teaching it,
right,
that's where you would say he didn't stay dead.
No.
On the third day,
right,
he came back alive.
Right.
We could say he rose.
Have to go to that next verse next week.
No, we could. You can just say it here. You can just say it.
Okay.
But remember, if I had the experience of saying he rose again, because that's
right.
What I was taught.
Right.
But then the children. Like this.
What you talking about?
Oh, it was a flower.
Yeah, he turned into a rose, and they were serious. So I'm going to give you a handout that is gives you a reminder to think the way the children think, and it comes from the resource, the Child Evangelism Fellowship Resource Bible.
Right.
Sam, can you pass this out?
Okay.
to think as children think. We're to be childlike, not childish. And then you're free to go. Let me pray. Father, we thank you that, Lord, you show us so many different ways to make your word exciting, Lord. Let it be exciting to the children. Let it be exciting to our teachers here, Lord, that it would be exciting to them. Whatever kind of day they're having that day, Lord, let it be honorable to you. So we thank you and praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You are free to roam around the building.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you. That was good.
Thank you, Samantha.
You're welcome.
I got another good one that I used to look at.
Uh-oh.
If you print it all out and you hand it to the kids, they pop up. When their word comes up in the verse, you just tap into it, even if they're in a line or whatever.
I like it.
Yeah, and then they pop up, and then they sit back down. And if you have to have three or four words, you know.
Yeah.
But first you can do the scramble game where they play it in order so they know it, and then get in and
yes, very good. Now, remember, it's only going to take 8 to 10 minutes.
Right.
All of it has to be moving.
Right, yeah.
Not rushed, but moving.
Right, yeah. But you want to keep them excited. Yeah.
Excited.
Do you have songs? I mean, I used to buy the songs from the gentleman that did them. You know,
the
guy
that
was in Pasadena at the...
Somebody left their water.
But they don't have all of the verses that we use for Christian release time. You might have all to use for CEF, but not Christian release time. So, do we have a list of the songs that you have, or which scriptures?
They're online.
Okay.
They're online on CEF. Online.com.
Okay, I'll look at that.
Yeah.
See. Okay.
Free songs.
Okay.
Free demos.
Free demos.
Child Evangelism Fellowship, free demos.
Okay. All right.
The box is in.
No problem.
Now I'm going to be singing Row, Row, Romans.
Row you both.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you,
my dear. Where
do
we go now?
Well, now it's lunchtime. Sorry.
Exactly.
Now we're going to session three.
Lunchtime.
Oh, is it lunchtime already?
Yeah. Did you hear someone's mask?
Oh, Susie.
Susie?
Susie.
Is that
Susie?
Oh,
hit
that loud.